Hello, my name is Reagan Bonnie, and I'm a 7th grader at Leo Adams Middle School, and today I'm going to be talking about one of the biggest problems our world faces, which is hunger. And it's pretty self-explanatory. People are starving all over the world, and it isn't okay. So you might be thinking, why does this matter? Well, it affects future generations, and if the future generations aren't educated enough, that's not good for the world, because then we can't do anything, and the whole world is going to be stuck on this one problem. People all over the world are affected by hunger. So many people in developing countries live in extreme poverty, living on less than $1.25 a day. The vast majority of the world's hungry people live in developing countries where 13.5% of the population is undernourished. Hunger certainly has a look. Hunger looks gendered, and it's certainly race-related in the United States as much as anywhere else. In America, people of color are disproportionately likely to be affected by food insecurity, and the group most likely to be affected, 35%, are female-headed households. If you look at who's going hungry, it's women more than men. 60% of people going hungry in the world are women or girls. So I interviewed Feeding America because they are helping with this problem in our world, and I asked them a couple questions, and so I'm going to tell y'all what they said. So they are a nonprofit organization, and they partner with grocery stores in the community because they say they can provide 10 meals with just $1, and because with the help of your donations and the grocery stores, they can get the food they need for the people that need help. And they've been working within the community since 1979, which is a really long time. I'm really glad. And they say they don't think world hunger will ever end, like, completely, because there's always going to be something, whether you have medical bills or you get laid off or, like, something like that. But they know world hunger will go down. They want to get it as low, like, the least amount of people going hungry as possible. And the only requirements for basic helping is you have to be 8 years old or older. But if you want to help even more, you have to go through a process. You can donate and find your local food bank online at their website. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you took something out of this, and I hope you have a wonderful day.